Good morning. I'm Patricia Murphy, and I'd like to welcome you to IBM's 2018 Investor Briefing. This is the first in a series of events we're going to hold for investors this year. Today's webcast is going to focus at the IBM level, not on the individual business units. Over the next 90 minutes, we've got an agenda that's in three parts. We're going to start out with Ginni Rometty. Ginni's going to take us through the strategy and also IBM's position in addressing some of the most important market trends today. Jim Kavanaugh, our CFO, will then get up and expand on that and really put it in the context of IBM's value drivers and our long-term financial model. Then we're going to wrap it up with a Q&A. For a Q&A, we're going to invite several of the senior vice presidents up to participate with Ginni and Jim. We're going to take questions today over the web, and you can submit questions at any time. I'll then come back up at the end to moderate the Q&A, and I'm going to read out the questions to the IBM executives without attribution, and we're doing that so that you should all feel comfortable in submitting questions today. As is always the case for our investor briefing, we're going to focus on the longer term, not on the current quarter or the current year. We're going to make some forward-looking statements. As always, there will be risk factors associated with those statements, and information on IBM's risk factors are included in our SEC filings as well as on the IBM website. We also have some non-GAAP items included in our financial presentation, and those have been reconciled to the appropriate GAAP measures in our SEC filings as well as on our website. Jim's financial presentation charts will be posted at the end of this webcast, and the entire event will be available on replay by this time tomorrow. With that, I am very pleased to introduce Ginni Rometty. You know Ginni. Ginni is IBM's Chairman, President, and CEO.